Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your astro sluts.
Welcome to Cookie Number 16. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We are back for part two of our three-part Valentine's Day series. Today we'll be talking about Venus and how you can tap into your Venus sign to better love yourself.
Cute. We want to make sure we are all loving ourselves this Valentine's Day, both if you are booed up or not.
Absolutely.
It's always important. I think when we talk about Venus a lot in astrology, it can be like a lot about other people. What do you find attractive in other people? And we wanted to like refocus that conversation on ourselves.
Bring it back here.
What do we love about us? What are our needs, and how can we give ourselves those things instead of looking for those things in other people?
Absolutely. Amazing.
Inspiring.
So inspiring.
Be your own Galentine.
Be your own. Something funny is that is hosting a Valentine's Day party.
Oh, I was invited.
Oh my God. Slay.
Yeah.
And she texts me like, I Googled the gender neutral term for Galentine's because inclusivity, and it was Palentine's. And she was like, I think that's worse.
That's worse.
I was like, it's super worse. Let's just, we were like, let's go with Valentine's.
Yeah.
Just bring it back. Which is kind of fun.
That is hilarious.
Like, I love that people tried to do the Palentine.
That is just the least cute and sexy thing I could think
Absolutely.
Of. Sounds like buddy.
Yeah. And also like that suburb. What is the suburb? Palatine? It sounds like the suburb. It's called Palatine, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It's the suburb of Chicago, if you're not from here. And it's not the most glam one either, I would say.
Shall we get into Venus?
Absolutely.
Through the signs. We wrote little mantras for all of the Venus signs. I'm sure we'll make cute little graphics and put these on our Instagram stories so you can
share them,
make them your wallpaper.
Yes.
That'd be cute.
That'd be super cute. So for Aries, I'm like trying to show my nails so hard.
Getting his cute little Valentine's
nails. I have really Valentine's nails right now. So if you're watching on Spotify, please pay attention to them. Aries, Venus, my heart is lit up by passion and intensity.
Mm.
And I think for an Aries Venus, it would be really nice to just kind of like break down the like, kind of like maybe like the embarrassment or like negativity that comes from like really just loving something. I think like in all that you do, it's like super important to really just like to feel true to yourself, to really like go for exactly like what you want and what you love and be direct about it. And don't be afraid to just like go after it. And also tell people that you really fucking love it and you really fucking care. I think that's like, I don't know. We grew up in like the try hard era when it was like so bad to try hard. Like used to get called a try hard in middle school. And I feel like that was just
so
like.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to do some journaling on that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. And like, I think that's just like, especially if you're our age, I don't know how big that span was of that era or how many people said that, but I feel like that was a thing for us at least. And I think that's just like, yeah, like it is okay to try hard and it is okay to care about what you like. And if you find a song that you fucking love, it's okay to play it over and over. Or it's okay to like, you know, dedicate three nights of your week to your new hobby or your new craft or activity. Or if you find a new friend, like tell them you really like hanging out with them and you're, oh my God, I'm so excited to hang out with you and see you. Or like just opening your heart up to like caring about shit, I think would make an Aries Venus feel really centered.
Yeah, absolutely.
And really like okay to love how they want to love.
Mm-hmm. They're not too cool for school.
No, be intense.
I love it. For Taurus, our mantra is, my heart is lit up by beauty and romance.
Mm.
We need.
Wonderful.
Right? Taurus Venus needs to woo themselves.
Absolutely.
Go on dates with yourself. Like, take yourself on a date. Sweep yourself off your own feet. Surround yourself with art and beautiful things. Art direct your life.
Absolutely. Coming from your Venus besties.
We love art direction here. I would say other examples more specifically, you could wear like outfits that make you feel really good, decorate your room in a way that like is beautiful and like is the aesthetic that you want, and like just make a Pinterest board for fun. Like just make everything like beautiful.
Why not? Curate it till it comes to life.
As an act of self-love.
Absolutely. I love it. Gemini. My heart is lit up by spontaneity and excitement. Gemini, Venus are going to really want to feel like free and excited and enjoy life in all the different ways that life can be enjoyed. Taking classes, going into new social situations, maybe where you don't like know people, even like traveling alone, honestly, just like putting yourself in exciting situations, giving yourself new people to talk to and like share all your best jokes because they've never even met you before. They've never heard all your good jokes and they're going to laugh and just think you're so funny. Would be very fulfilling to a Gemini Venus. I think even like if you are feeling bogged down in maybe like your work life, maybe like changing it up. I think a Gemini is like so susceptible to change. And I think like that's just like we spend so much of our life at work. Like maybe change your career path or change your friend group or like changing those things you do just have to do like on the regular because as a person. Would be also nice and fulfilling and like kind of hold to your value of like change and spontaneity and keeping yourself excited and happy. But yeah, I think on the simpler end, just like taking a class, learning a new skill, cooking a new dish. Yeah, switching it up.
Fun. Cancer. My heart is lit up by trust and safety. I think we Cancer Venus needs to figure out like what makes them feel protected. And with all of this, I do not mean to shut everyone out.
Yeah.
We are just talking about internally here. But what makes you feel safe and protected that you can like get in touch with your own like soft insides? Building trust with yourself. Listening to your intuition because it is right. Cancer does have great intuition.
That's to their detriment. One thing.
We'll give them that.
If nothing else. Just kidding. Yeah, you're great.
But the key for cancer placement always is to like feel at home.
Yeah.
Loves a home. So doing, you know what you need. Do those things so like you feel safe and secure within yourself.
Yeah, love it. Leo. My heart is lit up by basking in my own sunlight.
Absolutely.
Leo, Venus, you are made to be loved. Let people love you. Let yourself be the center of attention. Let yourself be the star. You will feel very fulfilled and happy if you just let go. Again, of any belief that you should be anywhere other than the center of attention.
Except that you are more lovable than everyone
else. It's okay. That's amazing. You know? And I think just like being honest about that and then like taking the risk of putting yourself out there like that, like going on first dates or going to parties alone or maybe like with your friends, but it's with people you don't know, going to a talent show, karaoke, go to karaoke. Sing. But just putting yourself in like different situations where you can like accept praise in like a normal way, like get some claps, get some snaps, read a poem. Maybe you want to share something you've created. I know you're probably very creative as a little Leo.
More selfies on the internet. Yeah, like that's a really easy in here.
Absolutely. Especially with the new story likes. I like every story that comes up. Get the story likes. But like, don't be afraid to like let yourself be loved.
Yeah. Stunning. Thank you. For Virgo, our mantra is, my heart is lit up by acts of service. What can you do for your future self? That's nice. Is that like doing the dishes before you go to bed, even though you're really tired? So like when you wake up in the morning, like the kitchen's clean already. Can you like set up your coffee maker? So all you have to do in the morning is like press. I said go. I don't drink coffee. I've never made coffee before.
Go, bitch.
Yeah, or you could like put things that you like regular, like items that you regularly use on like auto renew. Mm-hmm. So like when you're about to run out of cat food, it's like already on the way.
The door.
Like what can we do for our future selves as like an act of service? Make things easier for yourself. Be organized like as an act of self-love. And I think you will feel much better.
Yeah, I love that. That's just good advice in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously any of these things are wonderful everyone, but I think it's also like if you like you could not have Virgo anywhere else in your chart and then have a Virgo Venus. So you might be like, what the fuck do I do with that? Like, like I can't think that far ahead. Totally. Or like, but if you can like use that and be like, oh, I never would have thought I was very Virgo-y.
Yeah.
Channel.
No, for sure.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Libra Venus, my heart is lit up by prioritizing love in many forms. So I think for Libra Venus, especially, I know this one well as a Libra rising, but it's so easy to kind of get consumed by like everyone around you's needs, around you's.
Exactly. So caught up.
Chicago. I don't know a better way to say it. Around you needs. Around you?
I'm confused.
Everyone's needs around you?
Yeah, that
everyone's needs around you. And so I think this is like a sign that like especially needs to put an emphasis on the self-love, because I think like for Libras too, it's like you're like, no, but it makes me happy.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy if everyone else
is
happy.
It makes me happy to bend over backwards for those around me. And it's like, well, maybe, but like, I don't know, maybe like once every once in a while. So I think just like not only kind of recognizing that in yourself, but then also like what can you do to bring the focus back to you? So like focusing on things you love and then giving those things to yourself, like instead of like looking for an external kind of person or figure to like bring those things into your life. Like, can you get yourself flowers? Like that's a little romantic gesture you could do for yourself once a week. Like get yourself some flowers when you're out shopping, or buying yourself like a nice gift every once in a while, or when you hit a big reward or something that you're just really proud of for yourself. Like instead of being like, oh, I wish I had a partner to buy me some new shoes because I just did this awesome thing. Like you could just do
it for yourself.
It's you. But especially for Libras, like always feel good when you find your balance too. So balancing kind of that external like need for validation or external need to like comply, bring peace with like what are you serving, like how are you serving yourself. So always just like keeping your scales in balance. Don't give more than you can take, or don't take,
give as much as you receive.
Yeah. Always. But yeah, finding like little ways throughout the day, I think it's just a really nice way for Libras to just like bring beauty and love into their lives. And then also like prioritize your friends and prioritize your friendships. I think especially for Libras, we love a romance. But your friends are the people that are really always going to be there for you. So don't let those romantic, like those like platonic relationships fly out the window for a romantic one.
Scorpio. My heart is lit up by depth and intensity. My first idea is to, is to maybe like get like a kinky sex toy, but that's like just for you.
That's nice.
Think about it. Otherwise, I think like letting yourself like dive deep into your psyche, whether that's like a journal or meditation route, any kind of like deep spiritual healing, like Reiki, sound bath kind of vibe, acupuncture, like those kinds of things that are like hitting your unconscious, like things like a sound bath you can go to and you don't have to like consciously do anything. It just like is healing.
Consumes you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or honestly, I think just like regular therapy.
Yeah.
Is good for this.
Yeah. Letting the inside out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting closer to what you're doing subconsciously. Because the Scorpio placements.
They're we sucking need some, it up.
We need all inside. I am reading a book, which I think we're going to talk about on a future quickie. But it's called Exalted. It's like a fiction book that has a lot to do with astrology, though. And it mentioned a Scorpio moon being the only bad moon placement.
Oh, my God.
And I really liked they used the word vengeful. And I think that's a very good word to describe Scorpio placements.
Yeah.
So sometimes therapy is just good.
It's so good for everyone.
For vengeful tendencies, particularly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Up next, we have our Sagittarius friends. My heart is lit up by the endless possibilities of life. Oh. So, Sagittarius, you could do whatever you want, whenever you want, all the time, whenever, every day, all the time. You know that. But really just like finding freedom, finding expansion in your everyday life to kind of like keep yourself fulfilled when you can't always make like big, drastic life changes. Ways we could do this, we could explore new hot spots, like finding a new restaurant, maybe trying some food you haven't tried before. Going out with like someone you meet and like really that deeply interests you, or maybe that has like a completely different skill set than you that you can just have like a kind of new and interesting conversation with. Taking yourself on solo travel, solo dates, day trips, wandering around just like without plans or an agenda, really just like letting yourself see where the day takes you, where the night takes you. If you're traveling alone at night, be safe, please. But yeah, definitely like finding ease and expansion, I feel like is what a Sagittarius wants. They want to like do things that come naturally, but they also want to do things that are exciting.
Love it.
So don't push yourself too hard, but just walk about, make moves.
For Capricorn, my heart is lit up by fulfillment towards my dreams.
That's nice.
It is nice. You came up with that.
I forgot. Well, isn't that a wonderful saying?
I have a Venus in Capricorn, and this was the only one that I had any trouble writing for. It's really just not a priority. Self-love, not necessary here. Okay, no.
Boo. Tomato, tomato.
My only note that I had at first was, be your own daddy.
It's not bad advice.
I think Venus and Capricorn, you know, we tend to want power and success.
Yeah.
Or what we're attracted to. So how can we like invest in ourselves? Mm-hmm. What are those like things that might be a little bit more of a splurge that we can like, that like will really propel our future? Mm-hmm. Whether that's like resources or classes or like a networking event. I don't know. Totally. Like the things that like, what do we really want and how can we like actively get ourselves there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think maybe also like maybe celebrating our successes.
Yeah, for sure.
Is a good thing too. Like don't just be like, well, I'm just not where I want to be in my end game.
Totally.
Like celebrate all those little steps that get you to where you're going. We're gonna get there in due time.
I started like a book on perfectionism this morning that it's my new personality, and it is like it's mentioned in there like it's actually interesting. I'll probably talk about it in a different episode, honestly, but there's like different types of perfectionism is how she breaks it down. And like one of the types specifically is like you never like celebrate your successes because it's just like not exactly what you want to, like it just like nothing in life is gonna be exactly how you wanted it, but then you don't even like let yourself celebrate it feels very much that like you just like, yeah, are only focusing on like the fact that it's like done and completed, but not like, oh, that was a successful thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm like, meanwhile, me, I like hate acknowledging my birthday even.
Yeah, like, totally.
I'm like, can we just pretend it didn't happen?
The success of another year. It's too much.
Too much.
Next up, Aqua Venus. That's me. My heart is lit up by respecting and tending to my unique needs. I think Aquas really just love being respected for who they are. I think that's something that I don't know if I've ever thought about it that way until I thought about it in terms of myself and my Venus.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I think like a big part of like Aquas want to be different, but they still want, they like want to be like respected and understood for their difference.
Acknowledged.
For their differences.
Yeah.
And I think like in terms of self-love, that like just really has to come across through like a lot of communication, honestly, with like other people and yourself, just being true to yourself and what you need, and like knowing that it's probably not what other people need or what your friend needs or what, you know, everyone else in society needs. Like, it's going to be very like true to you, what's going to make you feel like secure and valued and like happy. And then I think also just like with your friends, your coworkers, partners, whoever it is, like just being able to clearly communicate and be like, this is what I'm working on. This is like my vibe. This is what I'm doing. And then like you'll feel that kind of respect. Like you'll feel like you respected yourself and feel fulfilled by yourself by being able to communicate those things. Yeah. 'Cause like in reality, it's probably not that shocking or crazy. It's no. Just probably just like not exactly what someone else would have done. But I think if you can like take the time to really like let others know, let yourself know exactly what you need and like the differences and like the ways you want to move about through the world or move about different areas of life, you'll feel a lot more attended to.
And Pisces, our mantra is, my heart is lit up by the ethereal. Venus is exalted in Pisces, which is what the book that I just mentioned is like based on. So I think we're going to get into what that means more specifically in a future full length episode. But basically, Venus is just like really happy in Pisces. Like it is just thrives. So you might feel like you love a little bit easier than other people. Like maybe it's easier to love yourself. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, we're not sure.
I would say indulge in the fantasy of yourself. Mm-hmm. Dream big. Be delusional.
Absolutely. Delulu. I love it. I love to say delulu.
That's really cute.
Thank you.
I think we could read fiction books, like get lost in alternate realities. Mm-hmm. Paint a self-portrait. Mm-hmm. Take yourself on a picnic. Very like cute, lovey, artistic, fantasy world. Well, that was Venus through all of the signs. Hopefully you can prioritize some self-love this Valentine's Day and always.
All year round.
On Tuesday, on Valentine's Day, we're doing a little matchmaking quickie episode. So go to the link in our social bios and we will have a submission form to match y'all.
Yes.
It could be for besties. It could be for love and romance. We'll have all the questions, some little things about you that you want to know, and try to connect our astrology, our sluts.
Yeah.
If you will.
Well, let's do some slut pairing live on air.
We are in season 5.
Yeah, now. Wild. Welcome to season 5.
So for the next weeks, we will be having full episodes on Wednesdays, quickie episodes on Fridays, plus a Valentine's Day quickie on Tuesday. So that's exciting.
Yay.
We're happy to be back. And we'll see you soon.
Bye, sluts.
Bye.